Let's just get into it, shall we? Here it is, your Daily Dispatch. All right. Here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Thursday, the 6th of July, 2023. Sound of Freedom whips Disney Indiana Jones with a record 4th of July box office. The Sound of Freedom, which was released nationally on July 4th, launched to the number one movie in America thanks to its pay-it-forward technology. Angel Studios distributed Sound of Freedom in the U.S. on July 4th this week. On its first day, the movie grossed over $14 million, with runner-up Indiana Jones, which opened on June 30th, reportedly bringing in just $11.5 million, according to Deadline. With Sound of Freedom direct sales bringing in $11.5 million, the pay-it-forward model, a patent-pending technology from Angel Studios, the movie brought in an additional $2.6 million in ticket sales, topping Disney's Indiana Jones. Sound of Freedom is based on the true story of a former government agent, Tim Ballard, who quit his job in order to avoid the bureaucracy associated with going overseas to rescue children from human traffickers and pedophiles. Pretty big deal. It's got Jim Caviezel in it, who I believe played Jesus in the Mel Gibson movie, Passion of the Christ. And it's being lauded, this movie Sound of Freedom, for its disturbingly accurate portrayal of human trafficking, pedophilia, and the bureaucratic barriers to actually ending the horrific traffic. Meanwhile, PFAs contaminate nearly half of all U.S. tap water, study flags risk group. Nearly half of the nation's tap water contains PFAs, a new study finds. Americans living in urban areas are most at risk. And nearly half of the tap water in the United States is estimated to have at least one type of per- and polyfluoroalkyl substance, or PFAs, a new national study from the U.S. Geological Survey released Tuesday shows. The group of chemicals commonly used in consumer products like nonstick cookware and linings of fast food boxes have been linked to human illnesses like cancer, low birth rate, and thyroid disease. The agency claims it's the first comprehensive study of its kind on unregulated private wells, giving average consumers information about the risks of PFAs when they grab a glass of water from their kitchen sink, said Kelly Smalling, the study's lead author and research hydrologist. It kind of begins to give private users information on some exposure risks, Smalling said. The government agency found through research that concentration of PFAs were similar between public supplies and private wells, said Smalling. The study shows that Americans living in urban areas are most at risk, while those living in rural areas are less at risk. These are, of course, the forever chemicals. There are more than 12,000 types of PFAs, or per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The chemicals are dubbed forever chemicals because of their persistence in the environment and potential for toxicity, which has been linked to types of cancer and other harmful effects. So filter your water, I guess. I guess you should just be filtering your water. I guess we should have probably been listening to the people warning about this decades ago when something could have been done about it. But now your well water is contaminated with industrially created plastics, and it might be too late to do anything on a larger scale. So protect yourself with a water filter. Meanwhile, Israeli nursing home study shows evidence of vaccine deaths. Detected fraudulence aside, there is no stronger criticism of a study than refuting the key results by using the study data. That opportunity does not arise often. Steve Watson says, I present a striking example pertaining to a study from Israel. Trying to be methodical, my article is somewhat on the long side, but the implications at the end are radical and broad. Golden et al. Estimated the effectiveness of the Pfizer vaccine on several COVID-related outcomes, including death, in residents of long-term care facilities in Israel with a mean age of 83 years. The large cohort, over 43,000, was heavily skewed towards vaccinated residents, 90%. Only about 4,000 residents were not vaccinated. Using the statistical method called survival analysis, the authors reported two age-adjusted values of vaccine effectiveness against COVID-related death. But he points out a bunch of issues with this reading of the data. And what you come out with is that the vaccine not only didn't prevent people from dying, but actually looks like killed people. So just add that to the gigantic, towering stack of evidence that we have already and still constantly being published of not just the ineffectiveness, but the inverse effectiveness of vaccines, as the more vaccines you get, the more likely you are to get COVID and the more likely you are to die. In political news, Donald Trump rakes in over $35 million during second quarter fundraising. Former President Donald Trump raked in more than $35 million in fundraising during the second quarter of 2023, his campaign announced. With more than $35 million raised between April 1st and June 30th, that's nearly double the $18.8 million his campaign raised during the year's first quarter. And of course, it was massively higher than Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and again solidifies his more or less seemingly insurmountable lead at the head of the Republican Party. Finally, Meta, the Facebook parent company, has released a Twitter rival. Zuckerberg says 10 million people have already joined. It's a website called Threads. 10 million users signed up for Meta's newly launched Threads app in its first 7 hours, the company's chief Mark Zuckerberg says. He pitched the app as a friendly rival to Twitter, which was bought by Elon Musk in October. Experts say Threads could attract Twitter users unhappy with recent changes to the platform. It's a safe space for the Twitter users that don't like having their lies confronted or their misapprehensions corrected. Just, you can go to Threads, and if people disagree with you, they have to do so in a loving and gentle way, or else you can say they're bullying you and get them kicked off. Threads allows users to post up to 500 characters and has many features similar to Twitter. Earlier, Mr. Zuckerberg said keeping the platform friendly will ultimately be the key to its success. Well, hasn't worked before, but yeah, try that. Mr. Musk responded, "It's infinitely preferable to be attacked by strangers on Twitter than indulge in the false happiness of hide the pain Instagram." When asked on Threads whether the app will be bigger than Twitter, Mr. Zuckerberg said, "It'll take some time, but I think there should be a public conversations app with 1 billion plus people on it. Twitter's had the opportunity to do this, but hasn't nailed it. Hopefully we will." Competitors have criticized the amount of data the app might use. This may include health, financial, and browsing data linked to users' identity, according to the Apple App Store. Some users have also expressed concern that it's not possible to delete your Threads profile without deleting your associated Instagram profile. Meta told the BBC, "At this time, you can't delete your Threads profile without deleting your Instagram account. This is something we're working on. In the meantime, you can deactivate your Threads profile at any time." So we'll see how this goes. I mean, they already tried this once with Mastodon or whatever it's called. But I'm surprised, honestly, I'm surprised they didn't do this earlier. It was my prediction that when Musk first bought Twitter, that as soon as that sale went through, all of the liberals would immediately jump ship to whatever preordained Twitter alternative they had established. That was Mastodon originally, but that sort of floundered and failed because it turns out that leftists can't be in charge of communication platforms. They ruin it with censorship. So that's going to happen again, probably, but I wouldn't be surprised if Threads had a major surge in the near future of, again, leftists very comfortable in not having their views challenged. We'll be right back.
In the short time we have, I can't get into all the incredible ingredients in Super Femo Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, read about the ingredients, look them up for yourself, and then understand, this is cold-pressed herbs, so it has a more powerful effect in the body. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Super Mel Vitality is selling out. It's an incredible formula for stamina, energy, libido. Only a few hundred bottles left. But the good news is we have several thousand bottles left of Super Femo Vitality. That's the same formula. It boosts men. It boosts women. It works great. But women like pink labels. Men like different color labels. So it works for men as well. It's the same formula. It's an incredible formula. And it funds our operation. And here's another important part of the overall information. It's 50% off for a limited time. So get your Super Femo Vitality for men and women at InfoWarsStore.com right now for 50% off, and it funds the InfoWar. Super Female Vitality, 50% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.